This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, video. If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Welcome once again, one and all. Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Thanks for being here right at the beginning of tonight's show with all the excitement still to come. Nobody knows what's going to happen for the next couple of hours, least of all me. But good to have you here. It's 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. If you want to see the studio, get yourself on Mixcloud. As ever, you can even ask a smart speaker to play us here on Phoenix FM, but you probably already knew that because you're already listening. And it's great that you are. What's coming up on tonight's show then? Well, as ever, we'll have celebrity birthdays. We'll have an opportunity to be legend of the week. And we are going to go back to embracing wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast. The last couple of weeks, I've kind of shunned that a little bit. We've talked about things, but then all the tracks that have played haven't necessarily been to do with that. Sometimes there aren't that many good holidays. Today, there are holidays that lend themselves to musical themes that could be associated with them, and therefore we can link some tracks to them. So keep your dials here. Don't go anywhere. Great music to listen to coming up for the next couple of hours. Not constrained by genre or time. We could play anything as long as it links to the current theme. And as ever, we want it to be interactive. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. As I said before, you can see us on Mixcloud as well. There's a chat box there if you have a Mixcloud account. Come and get involved. Come and say hello. Just send me a hi. Send me a wave on Facebook. I'll give you a shout out. And I will tell you what you need to do to be Legend of the Week a little bit later on as well. We may be able to squeeze in Ben's impossible question. We'll just have to see how it goes. But what is going on today on this fabulous Tuesday, the 26th of January then? Well, in case you weren't aware, and I know you'll be excited, today is Green Juice Day! Yes, all of you with exciting blenders, less exciting blenders, or a fork and a desire to stir for a long time, you can make yourself a green juice out of the likes of grapes and spinach and kale and celery and apples, and mix them all up together and make a healthy, nutritious drink that's going to give you a good shot of energy. Today is the day to do just that. I know many people who start their day with some sort of green juice or smoothie, and we're heavily embracing that at the beginning of the show that goes like this tonight. How are we going to play tracks that link to green and that link to juice? We're going to play Forget You by CeeLo Green, closely followed by Lizzo's Juice. Do you see what I've done there? I've literally thought about it.
And all the Phoenix FM.
So Forget You by CeeLo Green. It's Green Juice Day, as promised, to link them together properly. Not much of an intro from me. Let's get straight into it. It's Lizzo, it's Juice.
Don't even gotta try.
You know.
I like shouting, they get better over time.
You know.
They just say I'm not the baddest trick you like. Don't even gotta try.
You know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a start to the show. CeeLo Green's Forget You and Lizzo's Juice. Why have we done that? If you've just joined us, today is Green Juice Day. The last time I'm going to put a fanfare to it. But yes, it's the correct day to have some kind of green smoothie or juice or something blended together with a lot of green vegetables in it, whether you've gone broccoli, lettuce, whether you've blended sprouts, which would quite frankly be ridiculous. Most people tend to go for your spinach, kale and fruit combo like grapes and apple, maybe even chucking a cheeky banana in there. Yes, they're yellow, but it's still going to end up predominantly green. You could even go Cavolo Nero if you want a dark green effort, but just trying to show my knowledge of slightly more obscure vegetables and leaves now, but I think I'm all out. Nobody's going to put coriander on it. I'm trying to just... I'm just walking around a supermarket now thinking of everything that's green. Yes, anyway, let's move away from that. Green tea. Yeah, no, you're not going to blend that. Come on, stop it now, Ben. Yes, all right, I will. But lots of things are green, aren't they? I know what you're saying. Very often, Ben, when there's a theme on the show that goes like this, you give us facts related to that theme. Yes, yes, I do. Thanks for reminding me, lovely listeners. I'm going to do the same tonight, then. Well, some of these are kind of obvious facts, but I have done some exhaustive research in the build-up to this show, as ever, for you listening legends. I wouldn't leave you without facts. Oh, no. And according to a website called The Fact Site, hence, you know, who am I to doubt them? These are the top 10 fast facts about the colour green. Well, I'm not going to use them all up in one link. Come on, make it last a little bit, for God's sake. Right. Green represents go in traffic signals. Oh, that you learn something every day, don't you? No, I know we know that, but stick with it. Green represents go in traffic signals, railway signals, and ship signals. It's known as a safe colour worldwide, which is why first aid equipment is often green, and fire escape exit signs are in green in most countries. They do add a caveat, though, although some are red. So that makes it the opposite, then. It's weird, isn't it? Green is thought of the opposite of red because of traffic lights, predominantly, I guess. Red is danger, green is safety. And green is also the colour used for night vision goggles because the human eye is most sensitive and able to distinguish the most shades in the colour green. There you go. So, yeah, safety and night vision goggles. Not two things you normally put together. If you need night vision goggles, presumably you don't feel all that safe in whatever situation you're in. I've seen some films with movie stars wearing night vision goggles and definitely not being safe. Whether any of them were truly American and idiotic, only Green Day can know. It's my attempt to link to the next track. Yes, it's Green Day because it's Green Juice Day. It's pretty much in the title. American Idiot.
Phoenix FM.
Green Day and American Idiot with some words omitted appropriately. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday. It's coming up to 20 past six already. And we're right into the nitty-gritty of the show straight away. Yes, it's Green Juice Day. We've started off with CeeLo Green, with Lizzo, and with Green Day. It literally all fits in very, very well. I say that's great planning from the presenter who's put the show together. But anyway, what about more green facts? I don't want to exhaust them, but here we go. So we've talked about the fact it's a safe colour and it's used for night vision goggles. The colour green is often used as a symbol of sickness. You'll most likely have noticed this in cartoons. The character often has a green face when being sick. So that goes against the colour of safety, doesn't it? It's true, though. You've got emojis now. There's a green vomity face, isn't there? In North American stock markets, green is used to indicate a rise in stock prices. However, in East Asian stock markets, green indicates a drop in stock prices. Basically, North American stock markets use the colour in the opposite way to East Asian stock markets. There you go. Thought you'd enjoy that one. Green has long been a symbol of fertility and was once the preferred colour choice for wedding dresses in the 1400s. Wonder when it changed to white. Just seems bizarre now, doesn't it? Oh, we're going to get married. We're going to walk down the aisle in green. That'll be nice. That's what they thought 600 years ago. So there you go. What else? Green is the national colour of Ireland. Yes, I think that's not really a hard-hitting fact there, is it? Fact site, come on. The Emerald Isle, yeah, it's pretty likely. Green was a sacred colour to the Egyptians. There we go, that's a bit better. Green was a sacred colour to the Egyptians, representing the hope and joy of spring. The floors of Egyptian temples were green. And get this. Well, actually, no, there's two more facts I'm going to save till after the next track. So we do like tenuous links on the show that goes like this, but I'm not going to do the tenuous one until after this one. This is a bit more obvious. Al Green wants to stay together.
All I see is what I want to do.
Al Green, Let's Stay Together.
Phoenix FM.
Keeping the green theme going at the start of the show that goes like this tonight as we get to 25 past six. Thanks so much for being here as ever to all Ben's legends that are listening. It's great to know that you're out there. And remember, you can be interactive. You can send me messages. You can get involved. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Simmons Radio on Twitter. I'm certainly not on TikTok, not embraced that as of yet. There's too many things now, aren't there? You've got a Facebook, you've got a Twitter, you occasionally might LinkedIn. If you have to TikTok as well and Instagram, it's like, come on, a bit unnecessary. Are you going to Snapchat? There's more, I know there's new ones and ones that I've left out. But anyway, what other green facts can I give you this evening? Well, here's a weird one. When London's Blackfriars Bridge was painted green, suicides dropped by 34%. Bit of a bizarre fact there from the fact site. But yeah, who am I to doubt it? And I guess just reinforcing that image of the colour green representing safety. Interesting. So any areas that are prone to suicides, Beachy Head, I'm looking at you, paint nearby signs, areas, green. Might find it helps. Who knows? Kermit the Frog doesn't find it easy being green. And other famous green characters. What instantly comes to mind? Slimer from Ghostbusters. And of course, Yoda. I'm not going to do a whole Yoda impression. A whole Yoda impression, I'm not. Thanks very much. Let's move on. Let's have another track. What I like is as the theme continues, the tracks get slightly more tenuous. That's what I'm going for throughout the show tonight, because there will be some other themes as well as Green Juice Day. No, we don't want the fanfare, thank you. but yeah, it's not just all about green juice. We've got some other things coming up, some other things to whet your appetite. W-H-E-T. For those of you that didn't know, it's not spelt W-E-T like water. Whet your appetite. You don't have to say whet. I'm saying that just to have a little affectation about myself. Right, what's coming up now then? What track could possibly link to green? Unchained Melody, the Righteous Brothers, didn't do anything particularly green. Were they energy-saving Righteous Brothers? Oh, no, it's Unchained Melody by Robson and Jerome. Think about it, Jerome Flynn and Robson. Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
didn't love the 90s when Robson and Jerome were at the top of the charts with that effort, Unchained Melody, being played on Phoenix FM, absolutely fantastic, on a Tuesday evening. Hello once again, and huge thanks to Paul Milton, who's said hi on the Mixcloud chat box. Remember, if you want to do that, it's mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix FM. You'll see our logo. Click on that. You'll see the video feed into the studio. And if you want to get involved on the chat box there, you must have a Mixcloud account. But you can watch the stream without having one. But if you want to chat, have one. It's very easy to sort it out in various ways. You can join up or log in, etc. But the reason I'm mentioning Paul Milton, obviously good to know he's listening and just wanted to say hello. But he tells me Keith Harrison Orville recorded Being Green in 1984. Yes, everybody remembers, I wish I could fly right up to the sky, but I can't. I thought that was quite a realistic rendition there. But yeah, Being Green, 1984, another release on vinyl from Keith Harris and Orville. So, yeah, maybe worth checking out. I haven't got it queued up in this show. Oh, no. I wasn't expecting Paul Milton to have done his own exhaustive research, but maybe in a future show of obscure songs from ventriloquists. Feature that one. Now then, I am keeping the green theme going for another two or three tracks, and then we've got another entirely different theme to get onto. But, yeah, keep it here, Phoenix FM. Thanks for being here at the early part of tonight's show, although we're a quarter of the way through somehow. The first bit's flown by. Now, remember I said that as I progressed, the tracks would get slightly more tenuously linked to the colour green. Well, I'm going to play the theme tune to one of my all-time favourite TV shows of all time, Friends, which is marvellous. How am I getting away with playing that? The Rembrandts famously recorded it, of course. It's called I'll Be There For You. How am I doing it? If you know your Friends, you'll know Jennifer Aniston's character, Rachel Green. Thanks so much.
Job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. But when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. 'Cause you're there for me too.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and that was the brilliant Rembrandt. You're probably used to only hearing 30 seconds of that at the start of Friends. Everybody forgets the second verse and the bridge. But yeah, I'll be there for you all the way through. Great track, great series. Only just about now starting to look a little bit old. All right, yeah, the first episodes from series 1, 2 or 3 may be looking a bit old. But you see episodes from series 7, 8, 9, 10, it doesn't seem that long ago. And then you see David Schwimmer in those TSB adverts. You go, oh yeah, clearly was that long ago. And Matt LeBlanc in episodes and things like that, which even that was filmed about sort of 6-7 years ago now, wasn't it? Longer, maybe. Yeah, they don't quite look the same anymore. And apparently that photo Jennifer Aniston put up on Instagram when she joined Instagram and it blew up the internet and people's servers went down because it was all the cast of Friends together, or lots of them, I think. It's apparently the 6th most viewed photo on Instagram of all time. So there we go. And it's only been there for a couple of years. So anyway, I did say I'd let you know what you could do to be Legend of the Week. And we have talked about a lot of green things in the early part of the show that goes like this tonight. Because it's Green Juice Day, without any more fanfares. No. Anyway, yes, it is Green Juice Day. It's nice to know that the Mixcloud feed gets viewed by people. I can see there are some people tuned into the webcam, so that wave I'm doing right now is just for you. And somebody, Ellie from Beckles, said, who was I talking to in the studio? Well, Ellie, whilst Robson Green and Jerome Flynn were doing their Unchained Melody, I wasn't talking to anyone else in the studio. I was singing along, attempting what's known in the singing trade as a third harmony. Well, second harmony, if someone's doing the melody and someone's doing a first harmony. All right, don't be picky. But, yes, I wasn't talking to anyone else. I was singing along happily. I've only just now realised that it might look a bit strange. It might look like I'm talking to someone when I'm just singing along. Anyway, there is now a post on my Ben Simmons radio page. It's shared to my personal page on Facebook as well, with this request. Comment here with your favourite green character from film or TV. Animated things count too. Best one wins. Favourite green character from film or TV. Animated things count too. So Orville could feature, Kermit the Frog could feature, but none of them can feature unless somebody suggests it on social media. So if you're listening to the show and you've got an idea, just pop a comment down and then hit the share button as well. Share it to your own feed and we'll see if we can get more people commenting and more people with a chance to win. Although it could be counterproductive by you, I guess, for you. You know, if you share it to lots of other people, then there's less chance of you winning. But if yours is the best and you're confident in it, you know, that's what I'm getting at. Melissa Stanton's just commented straight in there. Well done, Melissa. Happy with your suggestions. I'm going to save it to at least into the second hour of the show before I start revealing. She's really going for it. Before I start revealing what your answers are. But hers, pretty good. So if you can get on that level, everybody, get yourself onto Facebook and comment with your favourite green things. Other regular contributors to the show that goes like this have been in touch. Let me just find them. Yes, now, Ron Wilmot says, Richard Green played Robin Hood on TV many years ago and Robin Hood wore Lincoln Green. Can you play the Robin Hood theme song? No. But thanks for those facts. And then Gary Collins has been in touch and said, my lovely rendition of I Wish I Could Fly was fabulous, and that was written by Bobby Crush. It was indeed. Famous pianist, fabulous performer, pantomime dame now, Bobby Crush. He progressed from, in his younger career, playing the likes of Princes and Dandini roles to playing a pantomime dame in his later years. And my dad and I did a cruise with him to the Falkland Islands, which was a slightly bizarre location. We saw some lovely places all around South America as well. And Bobby did a great act on that ship. And yeah, he wrote I Wish I Could Fly, made famous by Keith Harris and Orville. Not everybody knows Bobby Crush wrote that, but he had a number one with it. Right, shall we get some more tracks on? Shall we get some more music that's somehow linked to the words green and juice? Well, certainly green anyway. Going to play some Westlife. We talked about Ireland and its national colour being green, being the Emerald Isle. I've got away with it in that way. Here's My Love.
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and a bit of Westlife there, a bit of classic Irish boy band effort with My Love. I always liked that one. I bought the sheet music for that on the piano so I could learn it and sing it to myself and other people. Although often other people run away screaming and take my piano away, which is a shame. Thanks for being here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Spread the word, share the links, tell everyone about it. Go on, I dare you. It's lovely of people to be commenting online with green things, and Melissa Stanton, Nick Ashton has done that. Ellie from Beckles has done that, which is fabulous. So yeah, it's all going well this evening for me. I hope it is for you in this semi-lockdown, if you can call it that. I know it is technically a lockdown, but You know, I wander down my high street to the shops on an essential journey and can't help but wondering if all the other people in the high street are also on an essential journey, just like myself, or whether some of their journeys are flippant. Go on, be honest with yourself. Have you made a flippant journey when it should have been essential and you should have been at home? It's supposed to be a lockdown. I'm not going to castigate people on this show, and I'm not going to use the word castigate again after this sentence. Right. Shall we have some more music? Shall we have some more music that, well, it's going to be the final one that links to Green Juice Day, and I'm trying to remember why I'm doing this. Oh, yes. I'm going to play a track by Bastille. It's called Good Grief. How on earth is this linked to Green? This is the most tenuous link of the entire show. I'm going to enjoy it. Explaining it to you. Bastille and Good Grief. Bastille's drummer is called Chris Wood, who hails from Plymouth. And Plymouth's football team is Plymouth Argyle, who famously play in green shirts. Yes, it's exhausting, but sometimes it has to happen. Good grief.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Shuts my eyes and count to ten. It goes in one ear out the other, one ear out the other, burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs. What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh, every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Watch you. Song. I've been dancing at the funeral, dancing at the funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them, but what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh. Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Can we be a party animal? I have to learn to live in the jungle. Now stop worrying and go and get dressed.
You might have to excuse me. I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me. I've lost control of all of my world. So get drunk, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place, pick me up off the floor, put me in my place, put me in my place. Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you. I miss you more. Watching through my fingers, watching through my fingers. Cause every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Very grateful to have you along listening live this evening. And don't forget, if you're not listening live, you may be listening on the catch-up service, which is available usually from tomorrow morning via our website, phoenixfm.com. Go to the schedule, click on the title of the show, and you will be taken to their page, if they have one. And then if they've bothered, you will be able to download all previous shows to your own device or just listen to them there and then over the internet. I say if they've bothered, each presenter is responsible for uploading their own content. And I think I'm trying to remember what episode this is and I'm floundering slightly, but we're getting close to 150, I think. We must be on 140 something. So that means there's over 280 hours of radio available. Just on my page of the website. So feel free to peruse, have a look, and be shocked and amazed at just how much you can listen back to of this programme. So we've finished now the Green Juice-related music. I think it did well while it lasted. And we've still got two more themes to get in. And what is the next theme of the day on the 26th of January? Well as Green Juice Day, rather nicely, I think. I'm going to look at this in a positive light. It's Spouse Day! That does deserve a fanfare, yes. Let's celebrate the fact that some of us have bothered to commit to our partners in a slightly greater way by actually getting married and having a spouse. Yes, people can have significant others, not everybody has a spouse. Not everybody goes that far. I'm going to share some facts about weddings with you over the course of the next few minutes of the show that goes like this, and play some tracks that link to being married and having had a wedding in some way or another. And therefore, let's get straight into it with a rather obvious Bruno Mars track.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this time? the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
Phoenix FM.
Excellent point just made by Maria on the Isle of Wight, who says Bruno Mars says he only thinks he wants to get married. It's not the level of commitment we expect on Spouse Day. It's a very good point. I think I want to marry you. Well, make your mind up, Bruno. You know, it's what are you going to do? I'm proposing. I'm sort of proposing. I think I want to propose. Do you want to get married? Oh, if you say no, I didn't really mean it. Yep. Bruno Mars. Do you know his real name? I take great pride in knowing celebrities' real names. Peter Hernandez. Seems to still be all right. I don't know why he went for Bruno Mars. I guess Bruno Mars is shorter and a bit cooler. But Peter Hernandez would have worked, wouldn't it? Marry You by Peter Hernandez. Uptown Funk with Mark Ronson and Peter Hernandez. It would have been fine if someone had introduced it with that right slightly gruff voice, you know. Anyway, we're coming up to 7 o'clock here on the show that goes like this. That means we're almost halfway through. How on earth has that happened? Well, I know those of you who understand the laws of physics will explain it to me. Time has passed. Things have occurred. Tracks have been played. I've spoken. And around 57 and a half minutes have passed since I came on the air. Yes, all right. It's simple when you actually get down to it. Remember, we want you to comment on Facebook with your favourite green character from film or TV, and animated things count too. Find the relevant post on the Ben Simmons radio page or my personal page if you're my friend. Comment beneath it. Best green character will win you my highly coveted Legend of the Week award. It could be you this evening. It's going to be an exciting finish. There's already some excellent efforts there. You're going to have to do well to squeeze one in that's going to possibly lift you to the top of those charts and the Legend of the Week award. Could you do it tonight? Come on, have a go. Don't be shy. Right, we'll have another track and then we'll start hitting you with some facts about weddings and being a spouse. Here, and I might get a little bit emotional now, here is the song that was the song of our first dance at my own wedding to the beautiful Hayley Jane. And she's a dancer. Let's be honest, if we'd have had a fast song like Bruno Mars, I'd have looked out of my depth. Let's have a slow song where you can slow dance with each other. I was kind of okay with that. Here's Lone Star, Amazed.
Time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you.
Track Lone Star and Amazed.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, that was our first dance at our wedding, because it is Spouse Day today on the 26th of January. Hence, I've played Bruno Mars' Marry You and Lone Star's Amazed. And quite a lot of tracks before that that were nothing to do with weddings, but was to do with green juice. If you're just joining us, you've missed the glory of the green juice tracks. But it's not too late to have a green juice. I'm sure you can find a recipe easy by searching online. It's funny, isn't it? People just accept that everyone's okay with technology now. I had a guy come and redo some satellite dish stuff at my house today. And the weird thing is they're no longer allowed in your house to help you set up. So he did something to the dish outside and then just told me what to do inside. And he said, oh, it's a good job you know what you're doing. And I was like, yeah, I think a lot of people do now. But I went to a lady's house recently. I've been doing a new job delivering things. And if customers say something nice about you on social media, the company rewards you after however many compliments you receive or whatever. And we said to this old lady in her 80s, oh, here's a little card with Facebook, or there's an email on it. If you say something about us and put a little code in, they'll reward us. And she went, oh, no, she didn't do that. And you forget, don't you? People like that who didn't grow up with computers, didn't grow up with all that much technology, probably haven't got a clue how the social media works, how to send an email. And they should be given assistance, you know, because where's my reward? She would have given a lovely compliment. Might not happen now. Anyway, let's carry on having this strange debate about technology and ageism. No, let's not. Let's carry on linking tracks to being married in some way or another on World Spouse Day today on the 26th of January. Here's a track I sang in pantomime a couple of years ago, having not known too much about it. I enjoyed it, though. I remembered it. I'm playing it tonight. It links to being someone's spouse. It's Jason Mraz and I'm Yours.
Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Come on, I scooch on.
closer, dear, and I will nibble your ear. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you will find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Jason Mraz, I'm yours.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. 7:10 on the 26th of January. It's Tuesday evening. This is the show that goes like this as ever. You've sent in a lot of suggestions of green characters from film or TV, so thank you very much to everyone that's got involved with that. Remember, still ample opportunity to send in more if you want to have a better chance of being Legend of the Week. The one that I deem to be the best green character will definitely be Legend of the Week. And there's some good ones on there. A friend of mine who's a cartoonist has done some excellent drawings already of green characters. Does the extra effort elevate him to a higher position in the Legend of the Week league table? Who knows? But maybe he'd done them already. I don't think he's whipped up these drawings specifically for my show tonight. But just in case he has, very well done, sir. Anyway, yes. Right, well, what else is coming up? Well, we've dealt with Green Juice Day. We've dealt with Spouse Day. But you're still going to hear a lot of tracks that relate to Spouse Day in a lovely way. And then there's another final theme to come up, probably around about 7:30. We've also got to decide who this Legend of the Week's going to be. We will be able to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays as well, so keep it here. 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. And great to have you listening. Thanks so much for being a part of it. Well, it's Spouse Day. Here is Miracle from Churches. It's that weird spelling with a V instead of a U. I'd never quite got that.
Ask me no questions, I will tell you no lies. Careful what you wish for. We're looking for angels in the darkest of skies, saying that we wanted more. I feel like I'm falling, but I'm trying to fly. Where does all the good go? We're looking for answers in the highest of highs, but will we ever, ever know? And I need you to know, I'm not asking for a miracle, but if love is enough, could you let it show? If you feel it, could you let me know?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Churches and Miracle. I've got to the bottom of the weird spelling of churches, and those classic scholars amongst you, or at least people that have studied Latin or Roman writings, will know that a V in the Roman alphabet is also a U. Hence, it makes sense that they are still called churches, and it was a conscious decision by the band to distinguish themselves between actual churches in online searches. I like the fact that that rhymes, and yet the words search and church don't look remotely similar. But yes, so they did that with the V to make sure they would stand out when people were looking for them online and not clash with loads of churches all over the world. So there you go. And don't think, fact fans, I've forgotten you, since we've changed topics from green juice to spouses. Here are some wedding facts for you. White wedding dresses were popularised by Queen Victoria. Before her marriage in 1840, brides generally just wore their best dress. Colour didn't matter too much. And the last year that is available to us from the Office of National Statistics says in 2017, in the UK, 242,842 people. 242,842,000 weddings took place in that year. Just to give you an idea, I guess that's dropped considerably last year because it was discouraged, wasn't it, due to lockdowns and pandemics and stuff. It was probably about 50. Anyway, in 1940, the highest figure ever, there were 470,549 weddings in the UK. Craziness. How did they fit them all in? Bet they were clamouring for different wedding venues all over the shop. So, yes, more marriage facts coming up shortly after this next track. What's really important at a wedding? Something you're going to remember for the rest of your life. Get a good photographer. Ed Sheeran knows all about the perils of a bad wedding photograph. Don't think that's why he wrote this song, though.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me close until our eyes meet. It's okay, baby, only words bleed.
under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Phoenix FM.
Great track, Ed Sheeran and Photograph there. Okay, the feeling of the song is not really about a spouse, but it's about loving somebody, and Photograph is something that you're going to focus on when you have a wedding. So I've linked it to an albeit slightly tenuous way, Spouse Day, which occurs today on the 26th of January. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. Thanks for being here, being a small part of the show that goes like this, and for allowing the show that goes like this to be a small part of your Tuesday. Still quite a lot of great tracks to come to squeeze in before we go, and celebrity birthdays and facts about weddings. So hold on, fact fans, here they come. The average age at marriage is 39 and a half years for men and 36.9 years for women. For first marriages, it's 32 for men and 30 for women. That implies a lot of people have more than one marriage. So there you go. But first time couples getting married, 32 men tend to be, women tend to be 30. I was a bit young then, 27 when I got married. And Hayley Jane was unable to reveal her age on this programme. The largest wedding reception ever was in India in 1995 with a banquet served for more than, wait for it, 150,000 guests. Now that must have taken some planning. You know, when you get a table plan at your wedding, you're like, oh, they don't really get on. We can't put them together. And oh, well, since that incident, I don't know if they should sit with them. Imagine that with 150,000 people. Oh, just sit where you like. That's what you do. Free for all. Just set up all the tables and say, go and sit where you like. Brilliant. More than half of all weddings in the UK take place on a Saturday. Least popular day of the week, although not on this radio station, quite clearly, is a Tuesday. Now, I've focused on the lovely side of being a spouse, certainly with all the tracks we've played so far. Inevitably, when you get married to someone, you spend a lot of time with that person. There's going to be the odd row every now and again. What's the best day to row on? Yes, call it a tenuous link, or call it a way to get a slightly more aggressive track on. Saturday night is all right for fighting. Yeah.
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And here's a final few facts about getting married, in the UK at least. August is the most popular month for weddings, surprise, surprise, slightly ahead of July. And what about this? This seems a bit too recent to me, but you never know. White wedding dresses for pregnant brides made their first appearance at a bridal fair fashion show in Harrogate in 1995. That implies before 1995, no pregnant bride had ever worn a white wedding dress. I realise there is some kind of irony about that, that it's not for me to make judgments about. But yeah, there you go. I'm surprised. I thought it would have been earlier than that. And this is a sort of wacky wedding fact. The wedding of Henry VII in 1486 saw the first recorded use of fireworks in Britain. There we go. An event being celebrated with fireworks. First time that happened, 1486 in Britain. Well, I'm impressed by some of those facts. Hopefully you were as well. Thanks for keeping it here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. We've still got over half an hour to go. Six great tracks to squeeze in, celebrity birthdays to happen, and the Legend of the Week winner to be revealed. It's literally all still to happen. And there's another new theme. As well as Green Juice Day and Spouse Day, the 26th of January is Speak Up and Succeed Day. Don't speak up and be made to look a fool because you've shouted before thinking. It's Speak Up and Succeed. So don't be a shrinking violet. Say something, have a go, and be successful. Here's someone who knows all about speaking up and succeeding, despite her diminutive size. She's got a loud voice, which she did have when she recorded this. Go on, Lulu.
Well, you know you make me want to shout. Look, my hands jumping. Look, my heart's thumping. Throw my head back. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout. Yeah. Say you will. Pull your head back, baby. Say you will. Come on. Say you will. Pull your head back. Woo. Say you will. Come on now. Say that you love me. Say that you need me. Say that you want me. Ain't gonna grieve me. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I still remember. Hey.
be your whoa.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And just in case you didn't know, the 26th of January is Speak Up and Succeed Day. And my grandparents, May and Clarence Simmons, wrote a song called If At First You Don't Succeed, Chew Peanuts. It was genuinely published in the 1920s. So they succeeded, got a song published. Almost 100 years ago. That's sheer craziness, isn't it? But yeah, absolutely fabulous. I'm sure they'd be delighted to know that I was talking about speaking up and succeeding right now. Almost 100 years later, on the old wireless. Fabulous. So, it's Speak Up and Succeed Day. The last few tracks we're going to play tonight link to that in some way or another. So what's coming? Speaking up, succeeding. Here's Cameo. Oh yes. Don't be a shrinking violet. Don't be afraid to say something. Those who whisper never succeed. Except for librarians, of course.
Stop to look and stare. Do your dance.
WORD up.
Phoenix FM.
Classic track there from Cameo, and a hello to Martin Hill, who I know is out there listening now, sending me pictures of green women, which he's doing very well, actually. So he's in the running to be Legend of the Week. They're not unattractive women, but they're strangely painted entirely green. So he probably likes Guardians of the Galaxy as well. Is there a blue one and a green one in Guardians of the Galaxy? Yeah, Zoe Saldana character and Karen Gillan's character. Anyway, enough rambling. I'll get to ramble with Martin Hill again in the future. In case you didn't know, I do a podcast with Martin Hill called Feud for Thought. You can search for that wherever you get your podcasts. It's just us rambling. Well, no, actually, we tend to have well-thought-out arguments about certain topics, or we just discuss things that come to mind at the time. Some heavy topics and some very light-hearted ones. Check out Feud for Thought. Highly recommended. But I would say that I'm in it. So is Martin Hill. He recommends it too. And friends and family of both of us. Anyway, let's move on. Let's have another track. Then we'll do celebrity birthdays as promised. Speak Up and Succeed Day. What do you need to speak up and succeed? Yes, of course. You need an original Bee Gees track to be covered by a boy band in the 90s. Most importantly, if you're going to speak up and succeed, you need language. You need words. I'm not even sorry.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. You think that I don't even need a single word I say. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me.
You think that I don't even need a single word I say. Take your heart away.
Phoenix FM.
Words from Boyzone, a cover of a Bee Gees original, and obviously Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees did marry Lulu at some point, so it's all linked, see. It's almost like some of this show was partially planned in some way or another, but there you go. So I did promise celebrity birthday, so shall we do it right now? Go on then. So, it's Tuesday, it's the 26th of January. Who has a birthday today? Well, Ellen DeGeneres is 63 today. Jose Mourinho is 58 today. American wrestler and star of The Mandalorian, Sasha Banks, is 29 today. Andrew Ridgely of Wham fame is 58. Brendan Rodgers, now Leicester manager, ex-Celtic and Liverpool manager, is 48 today. Tiger Drew Honey from Outnumbered is 25 today. And soul singer Anita Baker is 63. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday as well, many happy returns to you. Always squeeze them in if possible. Still want to get three tracks in. We had a slow one celebrating Speak Up and Succeed Day. Let's have a fast one. Here's J-Lo.
Meant to be big fun, you're not hurting anyone, nobody loses. Let the music
Phoenix FM.
That was J-Lo, and let's get loud on this 26th of January, which is Speak Up and Succeed Day. So, yes. And if you missed it earlier, it's Spouse Day and it's Green Juice Day. Whether you should share a green juice with your spouse, I think that's linking too many of the themes of tonight's show. Sharing green juice with your spouse while speaking up and succeeding would be utterly, utterly crazy. But you're welcome to give it a try. Anyway, two tracks left, and we got to reveal the winner of the Legend of the Week. It's all gone crazy on social media. So many people are suggesting green characters now from film and TV. I'm very, very happy about it. Some retro ones, some up-to-the-minute ones, and some ludicrous ones. So, all the things I embrace on this show. Very well done if you've sent something in. It's not too late if you've got a last-minute suggestion. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. You'll find the relevant post on there. Comment beneath that. Oh, you could be a late entrant if you do so right now, as Nigel Hake did just a couple of minutes ago. Anyway, here's another track from John Farnham. Speak Up and Succeed Day, it's got to make sense. It's like it knew that this day was going to happen. I'd be looking for a song to play. Well done, John. He is the voice, after all, though he says you're the voice. Who's he talking to?
Phoenix FM.
And that was You're the Voice by John Farnham. Right, well, we're getting to the nitty-gritty moment of the show, the moment many of you have been waiting for. Once again, we're going to find out who tonight's Legend of the Week will be. So could it be you? Has there been a last-minute entrant? Well, I can tell you quite literally, no, there hasn't. So if you've already entered, you're in the running. Who's the best? Remember, the question was... Well, the request was comment with your favourite green character from film or TV. No one said Yoda. I'm shocked. I know I mentioned him earlier. But yes, we have had lots of great suggestions. We've had fabulous drawings as well. And Nick Ashton has drawn the Hulk. And he's drawn a character from the a creature from the Black Lagoon, which is marvellous. And then Rachel Willett reminded me of a bit from Blackadder in the second series of Blackadder, where Lord Percy invents green whilst he's trying to invent gold. But he actually invents green, and that did give me a chuckle. We've also got Paul Milton suggesting the Green Lantern, Martin Hill suggesting Flubber, and a host of scantily clad women with their bodies painted green. Orion from Star Trek, I think we've got. And another one somewhere I'll find in a minute. What else? Oh, yeah, he talked about Guardians of the Galaxy. There it is, Gala from Star Trek. Yeah, and Nigel Hake says Cheech and Chong. I think that's an ironic suggestion. I'm not going to talk about what Cheech and Chong advocated. My dad's weighed in with Richard Green as Robin Hood, wearing Lincoln Green, although the photo's in black and white. But Legend of the Week today... for reminding me of a wonderful green character from TV that did make me laugh. She started off with Kermit, and then she's just put grot bags. Of all the green characters there were, I wasn't expecting that. It did give me the biggest laugh. So Legend of the Week this week is Melissa Stanton. Well done to you, Melissa. You can hold your head high once again. She's now a multiple Legend of the Week award winner. I'll have to go back one day and do the stats and work out who is the number, well, at least top 10 Legends of the Week. But that's for another time. Rob Harvey's in the building. He's coming up next with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock. So keep it here, 98.0 FM. And I will be back, as ever, with the show that goes like this next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. So we've got to play out with an exciting track that still relates to speaking up and succeeding. What on earth is coming now? Well, get ready for this. I'm sure you know from this intro, it's time to go on a journey. Yes, it's been Green Juice Day, it's been Spouse Day. Let's speak up and succeed, and don't stop believing. See you soon.
Just a small town. Smoking.